time out in Modesto after you were drafted. What was the biggest change for you either in the offseason or during the course of the season to help you take some strides forward and improve your game?
Well, I think last year, like after I got drafted, I really wasn't locked in and focused like I probably should have been. In the offseason, I worked out a lot, try to grind, just get better, and got to spring training and just felt so much more confident, and it just has went throughout the whole year so far. So
what was it like for you? Obviously nothing about last year, whether it be your college season or after you were drafted, the minor league season was normal. What was it like for you being able to have somewhat of a normal offseason and get to experience, you know, a real spring training out in Arizona with the Mariners? What was that experience like?
It was super fun. We would go and get our stuff done, and then we would go do whatever else we wanted. We'd go golfing, hang out by the pool, whatever. Like, it was a great time.
One final question for you, Andrew. Closing out this 2022 season, got a month or so left now. Any particular goals, anything you want to accomplish and work on before you reach that final day of the regular season in mid-September?
I wouldn't say I have any specific goals. I just, you know, I want to do my job, get outs. That's what I'm here to do, so that's all I'm trying to do. Get outs and put up good numbers, and that's my goal, I guess.
Andrew Moore, talented right-handed reliever for the Daytona Tortugas. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the organization. Best of luck to the rest of the way, and we'll be watching you.
Thank you.
Okay, next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Sheltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Oh, shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Justin Rock with you here on this overcast Saturday evening, a quarter to seven here in the East. Have good news and bad news to relay to you back at home. First and foremost, the good news is we will get game two underway here tonight. The bad news is we are not scheduled to start for another half an hour at 7:15. Eastern time is the updated start time here for game two. Here tonight will be seven innings in length. We have the starting lineup, so before we send it to another break, let's take a look at those starting lineups put together by their respective managers. First for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers by their skipper, Australia native Andrew Graham. Peyton Graham, no relation. Tigers' second-round pick at Oklahoma will lead off at shortstop. Manuel Sequeira will bat second as the DH. Roberto Campos gets the start in left field. He'll bat third. Justice Bigby at first base cleans up. Adinso Reyes at the hot corner. He'll bat fifth. Luke Gold, added to the roster yesterday from the FCL, will make his Lakeland debut, batting sixth at second base. Jose De La Cruz will bat seventh in right field. Mike Rothenberg started at first base in game one. He'll be behind the plate, batting eighth here in game two, with Austin Schultz in center field and batting ninth. Right-hander Marco Jimenez expected to get the ball for Lakeland here in the nightcap. Jimenez 0-1 with a 14.9 ERA, 10 Ks in 9 2/3 innings. And this is the Daytona lineup he'll face, put together by their manager, Cookie Dawkins, in his second season at the helm. Edwin Arroyo leads off as the shortstop, had a couple of hits in the opener. Justin Boyd will bat second in left field. Jay Allen the second homer to end game one. He'll bat third in center. Austin Callahan cleans up at first base. Trey Faltini will bat fifth at second. Logan Tanner behind the plate in the sixth spot. Jack Rogers will bat seventh in right field. He also homered
in the eighth inning in game one. Hayden Jones back in the lineup. He'll bat eighth and serve as the DH. Braylon Minier in the lineup at third base here in game two. He'll bat ninth with the 19-year-old right-hander Jose Acuna to make his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut. Has made four appearances in the FSL so far this year. No record and a .53 ERA. We'll take a break here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. But when we come back, last week while we were on the road in St. Lucie, we got to speak with one of the newest members of the Tortugas, a man who's had an interesting journey to affiliated baseball, was signed out of Indy Ball back in June. That is the side-arming righty, Shane Gustafson, will be our guest when we come back to talk about his trek from the University of Nevada, Reno, to Daytona Beach. We'll also get you the start of game number two coming up in about 30 minutes from now at 7:15 Eastern time. And we'll keep you up to date if anything else should change between now and then. Daytona and Lakeland game two. Seven-inning contest coming up in about a half an hour. Don't go anywhere. We've got more baseball coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign, will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest arms in Daytona's bullpen. That is the winning pitcher from Thursday night, the right-hander Shane Gustafson. Shane, it's been a crazy 24-plus hours for you. What's this experience been like for you since you got on the plane from Arizona here to Florida?
Oh, it's been an interesting one. Last night I was pitching off of maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep. You know, Wednesday found out while I got to the complex that I was going, moving up to Daytona, and like, hey, you're on the flight out of here 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, great, glad to get moved up. Me and a couple of guys get on the plane, and we fly into Georgia, and I didn't get any sleep. 3-hour flight, I just put on a movie and just watched the entire movie. As soon as I knew it, we were landing in Georgia. Right from there, just had about an hour layover in Georgia to get on a plane to get here, and got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on that plane, and then got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on the car ride over to where we port, St. Lucie.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's all an hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep, and then a couple guys are telling me, like, hey, you got the red eye, you don't know what's, we probably not going to pitch tonight, to get you rest one. I'm like, all right, cool. And first thing I hear from Todd, our pitching coach, like, hey, you're hot tonight. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But I'm more than excited to pitch last night and happy to be here.
What was it like for you coming into that ball game with such little sleep and such a tight game and being able to pitch the way you did, 3 2/3 shutout innings, came into an inning with a man on base, stranded a man aboard? How do you feel you performed considering all the circumstances leading up to last night?
It's still baseball. You still got to go out there and pitch. And I even with what happened outside of the field, your name gets called, you got to be ready to do your job. And I felt like I did what I had to help the team win.
How much fun was that for you going out there last night? First opportunity in full season baseball playing in the Mets spring training complex, go out there and pitch the way you did, coming away with a victory in your debut and overall a great team victory.
Honestly, it feels amazing. This is a great complex to be at. I know we're on the road, and I can't wait to see what we got in Daytona, but the guys and the support I've had here and on our team and from the coaches here has been absolutely amazing. I love pitching here.
What was it like for you getting that word in Arizona that you were getting called up? Who was the first phone calls you made when you found out you were moving up a level, and what was that experience like for you getting your first call up?
It was kind of interesting how it went down in Arizona, because the manager there, Julio, he's a great coach, kind of comes up to me in the training room while I'm rolling out. He goes, hey, it's been great having you here. I'm like, thanks. And he goes, you're going to Daytona. And he said it softly, and I barely heard him. So once he left, I actually started asking the other guys, like, did he say I'm leaving? And everybody was like, yeah, congratulations. Like, oh. Okay, and so I talked to a couple of guys that was in the training room. One of the guys, Brandon, who helps out with all the operations there. I called my dad. They're coming back from Aruba on some trip with my little brother. So I caught them right before they got on a plane or while they're, you know, doing whatever. And then I called my best buddy, who it was his birthday that day on Wednesday, and he was out at lunch with his family and with his grandparents. Like, you better answer this right now. You're going to hear this. So it was just a surreal experience, and I just absolutely loved it.
Off to a fantastic start here in your affiliated career. Signed by the Reds back in June out of the MLB partner Pioneer League. We're playing for the Great Falls Voyagers. What was that experience like, getting a chance to pitch out there in the the Pacific Northwest out there in the big country? And then also, what was it like getting that phone call from the Reds, finding out that they were interested in you and they were going to sign you to a contract?
Well, pitching for the Great Falls Voyagers under Tommy Thompson and Branch Close, they're both great guys. You know, they knew what they were talking about. They have a great idea of what baseball should be and how it should be played. And it's just great to be around, you know, a whole bunch of this last year, was a whole bunch of college guys and a couple guys that got let go from affiliate ball. Like, they still wanted to play. So it's just like the atmosphere was absolutely amazing being in Montana, being in Great Falls with those guys. And actually, the day I got the call, it was on our off day on a Monday. And it was so weird because I was at our complex, just got my throwing done because I was supposed to be pitching the next day. And we were playing, I can't remember who we were supposed to be playing. But I get a call from the manager, Tommy. He goes, "Hey, are you at the facility? I want to talk to you in my office." I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So meet him there. He gets there from lunch. He goes, "Hey, so you're getting signed by the Reds." I'm like, "Oh, sweet. I didn't know this." He goes, "Yeah, I've been on the phone with them. Scott's already, you know, getting the Scott, our GM. He was getting getting the paperwork and everything filled out." I'm like, "Yeah, all you gotta do is wait for a call." I'm like, that was probably, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get a call from one of the guys from the Reds until 6 o'clock at night. And all my manager told me, he's like, "Yeah, just go home, start packing, just wait for the call." So I'm all packed, ready to go, and I'm just sitting on the couch, just waiting for this call, talking to my host family. I'm like, "Is this a real thing? Is this going to happen?" But other than that, it was all good. After I got the call and it was confirmed, got the flight, got out here, the day after, and it's all good. Just enjoying the time that I've been here. Absolutely thankful for the fact I got to be a Red and get to be out here.
How relieved were you when you finally got that phone call from the Reds, and how excited were you after that long hiatus?
Oh, my God. It was like those episodes like on Netflix and whatnot, like the ones that leave you on a cliffhanger. It's like, okay, you know what's going to happen, but when is it going to happen? And so it's just like when it finally got the call and everything, I was talking to some people and like, "All right, here's your flight." And like, it finally became real. I didn't sleep on that flight either. I just, got on the plane and started heading out here. I absolutely enjoyed every second of it and being in Arizona.
A lot of positive energy brewing there. Speaking of all the different places you've pitched in, a lot of different climates. Obviously, the weather in Montana is a little bit different than what you had to deal with in Arizona, which is a lot different than what you had to deal with last night here in Florida. How have you found ways to adapt to the changing weather patterns you've had to deal with this year as a pitcher?
I mean, in college, I was in Reno, and, it's snowing in the morning, and you're shoveling snow off the field to get ready for a game, and your hands are freezing, to pitching in Montana where it could be raining, and, there's gnats, millions of gnats all over the field, to being in Florida and can't grip a ball because of how much sweat is on your hand. So just learning to adapt is something I'm going to do over these next couple of weeks, how to use the rosin the right way, how to keep my arm, dry and keep that grip on the ball so I can benefit the team the best that I can.
One final question for you, Shane. Saw a lot of people so excited for you on social media over the course of the last 24 plus hours, and learned through that your nickname is Goose. So where did the nickname Goose come from, and how have you carried that throughout your baseball career? Where did that originate?
Actually, it's kind of funny because it's not related to Top Gun at all. I did dress up for Halloween one year as Goose from Top Gun, and I thought it was amazing. But my older brother actually got the nickname Goose in high school, and I was always Gus in high school. And I was fine with it because I didn't want to have the same nickname as my brother in high school. I didn't need people saying the same thing. It was all good. My little brother, he was Little Goose or Little Gus at that time too. So we all had our own personalities out of high school and whatnot. Then junior college came around. I was pitching for Folsom Lake City College under Rich Gregory, another great guy, really smart guy with baseball. First day, you're doing roll call. He goes, "Shane Gustafson." I'm like, "All right, sure, yeah. My name's been messed up my entire life, so I didn't really care. And so it went from people saying Gustafsson to just saying Goose, and that's kind of where it comes from. And I don't mind it. It's fine. I actually got a glove made, put Goose on it, just kind of something I've enveloped and enjoyed.
Hey, one of the key parts of baseball history is having great nicknames, and Shane certainly has one. Shane Goose Gustafson, thank you so much for the time. Thanks so much for your tenure here in Daytona. Enjoy your time here. Best of luck. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay!
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Sheltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down.
What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is baseball time once again here in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock back with you here high atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark after, I guess it was almost an hour or so in between the two games. But it is baseball time once again. Jose Acuna going to start his warm-ups on the hill, and this is the Lakeland lineup he'll face, put together by their skipper, Andrew Graham. Peyton Graham leads off. He is the shortstop. Manuel Sequeira is the DH in the two spot. Roberto Campos bats third in left field. Justice Bigby will clean up at first base. Adito Reyes, third baseman, hits fifth. Luke Gold makes his Lakeland debut, batting sixth at second base. Jose De La Cruz, right fielder, in the seventh spot. Mike Rothenberg will be the catcher. He hits eighth. Austin Schultz will bat ninth in center field. The Daytona lineup put together by Googie Dawkins, their skipper. Edwin Arroyo leads off. He is the shortstop. Justin Boyd bats second in left field. Jay Allen the second. Homered in game one. He'll bat third in center. Austin Callahan gets a start at first base. He'll clean up. Trey Faltini is the second baseman batting fifth. Logan Tanner will be in the sixth spot behind the plate. Jack Rogers bat seventh. He is in right field. Hayden Jones, the DH here in game two. He'll bat eighth. And batting ninth at third base is the 19-year-old Braylon Menier. Jose Acuna making his Jackie Robinson Ballpark debut. Made his first two starts and appearances in the organization in St. Lucie last week. Acuna standing at 6'2", 213 pounds, will turn 20 in October from Bayuma in Venezuela, acquired from the Mets a couple of weeks ago in the deal that sent Tyler Naquin and left-hander Philip Deal to the Mets. Acuna coming over with outfielder Hector Rodriguez, who is currently obliterating complex league pitching. Acuna ready. Peyton Graham is ready. The windup, our first pitch of the ballgame, is a swing and a miss at 91. And we're underway right on schedule at 7:15 Eastern time. Graham did not play in the opener, hitting at 235, 4 for 17 to start his pro career as he takes inside. It is 1-1. Graham, no extra base hits, no RBIs, but has walked six times and stolen three bases. Tigers' number six prospect, the 1-1. And Graham sends it back and out of play. It is 1-2. Acuna is third appearance, second start with Daytona. His fifth appearance, fourth start in the FSL, was with St. Lucie before the trade. A 1-2 pitch, and that outside, it's 2-2. Acuna, no record, a .53 ERA, just eight hits in 17 innings, five walks and 22 strikeouts. Works from the third base side, the 2-2 pitch. And Graham down swinging. Struck him out with a fastball up and in. 91 on the gun from Acuna. One up, one down in the top of the first inning. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. Sequeira, 0 for 4, struck out three times in the opener. Sequeira hitting at 228 in 94 games, righty against righty. Acuna winds and fires, and he chases the slider. Comes up empty, it's 0-1. Sequeira, 41 extra base hits, 16 homers, 49 RBIs. Acuna's 0-1, and Sequeira bounces one on the ground to short. Fielded at the waist by Arroyo, gathers and throws, and they get Sequeira by a step for the second out. Two down for Roberto Campos, gets the start in left field tonight. Campos, 0 for 3 with a walk in the lid lifter, hitting at 250 in 91 games. 30 extra base hits, 5 homers, 42 RBIs. Acuna hides his eyes behind that Reds-colored black and red mitt. The first pitch from the righty, up and in for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Acuna tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Justin Boyd, Jay Allen the second, and Jack Rogers. Acuna is 1-0, and Campos fouls it off the end of the bat. It's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Braylon Menier, Edwin Arroyo, Trey Faltini, and Austin Callahan, with Logan Tanner doing the catching behind home plate. Acuna is 1-1, and that fastball down the chute at 92. It's 1-2. Right now, Daytona Beach, still overcast, 79 degrees. No humidity to speak of. Real feel is exactly at 79. Feels like April again. The 1-2 pitch, a little pause in his delivery. And Campos takes low, 2-2. That's where I see a little bit of Johnny Cueto. And Jose Acuna likes to change up little things in his delivery, change up the timing, whether it be at the start or in the middle of his motion. The 2-2. And Campos rolls one on the ground to short. To his left, Arroyo. Throw to first in plenty of time. And Acuna has a 12-pitch, 1-2-3 inning. He's retired 15 consecutive batters dating back to St. Lucie at Clover Park. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Lakeland nothing. Here come the Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Marco Jimenez getting the start for Lakeland here in Game 2. Was not originally supposed to start this weekend, but plans changed with the suspension of yesterday's game. Jimenez, 5'11", 239 pounds, will turn 23 in December. From San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican. The Daytona lineup he'll face, a quick run through. Arroyo, Boyd, and Allen, the top of the order. Callahan, Faltini, and Tanner, 4-6, with Rogers, Jones, and Manier making up the bottom half, rather bottom third of the order. Edwin Arroyo had a couple of hits in Game 1. Switch hitter from the left-hand side will lead off here in Game 2. Jimenez curls and offers in the first pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Arroyo in that opening game was 2-for-4, doubled and tripled. Second and third extra base hits in Daytona, the 0-1, and this yanked on the ground foul of the first baseline, 0-2. Arroyo, 4-for-25 in seven games with Daytona. Two doubles, a triple, and two RBIs, hitting 306 in single-A baseball. That's 42 extra base hits. The 0-2 pitch, and Arroyo off the hands. Third base side, Reyes into foul ground behind the coach's box. Now drifting back a little to his left and fair ground, but still in foul territory. Makes the play, one out. So Arroyo retired. Brings up the left fielder, Justin Boyd. Boyd, one for his first eight in Daytona. Does have a double and an RBI. That RBI coming on Thursday night. Reds supplemental second round pick out of Oregon State. Jimenez, first pitch to him. Fastball at the letters, hitting 97. It's 0-1. Jimenez making his fifth appearance, fourth start in Lakeland, 0-1, a 14.9 ERA. The 0-1 from the burly righty. Slider outside, it's 1-1. Jimenez, 18 hits allowed in 9 2/3 innings, 8 walks, 10 strikeouts. A 375 opponent average. The righty is 1-1. And Boyd checks his swing, did not go on appeal. Says Nelson Fraley, it is 2-1. Jimenez last pitched against Dunedin out of the bullpen last Friday. Gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 1 inning through 40 pitches and 25 strikes. He's given up 4 runs at least in all 4 of his outings with the Flying Tigers as Boyd takes inside for ball 3. Jimenez coming off of injury, did not pitch at all last year. Of course, no 2020 season because of the pandemic. The 3-1, and Boyd takes high for ball 4. So Justin aboard with a one-out walk, and Daytona has the game's first base runner. Brings up Jay Allen the second. One of his best games off the injured list. Went 2-for-4, drove in a couple runs, and homered. Allen, average up to 225 for the season. Has 18 extra base hits, 3 homers, and 21 RBIs. Jimenez works from the middle of the slab. From the stretch, his first pitch, and Allen fouls it away. It's 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Jimenez, left to right in the outfield, Roberto Campos, Austin Schultz, and Jose De La Cruz. Third to first around the infield, Adinso Reyes, Peyton Graham, Luke Gold, and Justice Bigby, with Mike Rothenberg doing the catching behind the dish. The 0-1 to Jay, and this a chopper up the middle, could be two. Goldfield's only play will be to first for him, as Graham was late getting over to cover second base. Boyd got a great break from first. So a 4-3 ground out as Boyd moves into scoring position for Austin Callahan. Callahan, held hitless for the first time since the All-Star break in Game 1, was 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Still enters play today, leading the team with a 316 average. 16 extra base hits, 5 homers, 17 RBIs. And the first pitch to Callahan, high and tight for ball one. So breaks in the clouds out beyond right field towards the Halifax River. Still nothing but gray skies out towards Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue third baseline as Callahan nearly wears one on his right hip. Gets out of the way of the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-0. Boyd walked. He is at second. Scoreless game in the home first. The 2-0. And Callahan, little flipper into shallow center. Backing up on it, Graham. He's calling for it. Reaches high into the sky and makes the play above his head to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk at the end of an inning. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual summer reading night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, no score here at the Jack. Heart of the lineup due up for Lakeland against Jose Acuna. Justice Bigby to lead off, and the righty's first pitch. Slider strike. It is 0-1. Bigby in game one was 0-3 with a walk. Had a 6 RBI game on Tuesday, the 0-1. And Bigby a line drive into right field for a base hit. First knock allowed by Acuna in over 5 innings. And Lakeland has the first hit of the ball game. Bigby aboard with a single. One on, nobody out for Adinso Reyes. Reyes got the start at shortstop in game one. It was 0-4, struck out 3 times. 6-4, his first 31 in Lakeland. This is 10th game. A homer and an RBI, and the first pitch is driven out to right center field. Drifting to his right is Rogers, now coming in several steps. Makes the play for the first out. One on, one away. Brings up the first Flying Tiger at bat for the second baseman, Luke Gold. Added to the roster yesterday from the Complex League when Danny Cerretti landed on the IL after leaving the game early on Thursday. Gold, the Tigers' fifth-round pick out of Boston College. Righty batter, righty pitcher, and Acuna's first pitch is fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Gold was 2-for-10 in the FCL, walked and struck out. At 309 with a 958 OPS in the ACC this year with Boston College. At 31 extra base hits, 9 homers, and 37 RBIs. That's that bat on his back shoulder, the 0-1. And Acuna misses high. It's 1-1. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight here at the Jack. So Daytona with special Incredible Hulk-themed uniforms work well with the green color pattern for the franchise. Made to look like the chiseled chest of the Hulk. As Gold takes the slider low, it's 2-1. Tortugas Arched across the chest. On those Paradise Green jerseys. The 2-1. That outside throw behind the runner at first. Ooh! That caroms off of Bigby and rolls to second base. And Eric Flores ran out of the first base dugout like he was shot out of a cannon. And hopefully everything okay with Bigby. Tanner's got a 70 grade arm behind the plate. Quick conversation between Flores and Bigby, and Justice thankfully all right. But the count 3-1 now on Luke Gold. Tigers trying to spring a rally against Acuna with nobody out in the second inning. The righty's 3-1. And that one a called strike. 79 from Acuna. It is 3-2. Tortuga's across the chest on that Paradise Green jersey. And a dark blue. Purple numerals on the back with a white border. Runner goes. 3-2 pitch is high for ball four. So the first two men are aboard, or two of the first three men are aboard against Acuna in the second inning on a single and a walk. 2-1 out for Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz, 1-for-3 in the opener with a double and a walk. That came in the ninth inning, hitting .215 in 72 games. 18 extra base hits, 9 homers, 34 driven in. And Acuna's first pitch slider ruled high for ball one. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Lakeland with 2 on and 1 out. Top two in a scoreless game. Daytona took the opener 4-1. Roddy looks towards second, the 1-0. And that one up and away, 2-0. Daytona trying to win back-to-back games for the first time in the second half of the season, which started on June the 24th. The 2-0 from Acuna, and that misses high and in. It is now 3-0. Yeah, Daytona has not won consecutive games since they won 5 straight from June the 17th in Lakeland until June the 22nd here at the Jack against Jupiter. The 3-0 and a called strike with a slider. It is 3-1. As a matter of fact, the 3 wins to close out that series in Lakeland, the only time Daytona has won back-to-back road games all year. Runners take their leads, the 3-1. And that one ruled high for ball four. So Lakeland has loaded the bases with 1 out in this second inning. Acuna, as vulnerable as we've seen him in a Tortuga uniform. And Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with the young 19-year-old. Mike Rothenberg will be the batter with the bases loaded. Rothenberg got the start at first base in game one, was 0-for-3 with a walk. That came in the ninth inning before the game-ending strikeout. Rothenberg 0-for-1 with a bases loaded this year. Does have a bases loaded hit by pitch and a strikeout. Home plate umpire out to break up the meeting. Acuna, white pants, hiked up just below his knees. Tall green socks from those white and black Nike cleats. Green cap, green bill, white block D logo on the front. So now Rothenberg with a chance to give Lakeland their first lead of the day. Hitting .222 in 43 games, 6 doubles, 3 homers, 16 RBIs. Florida native. Acuna from the stretch, his first pitch, and he gets Rothenberg 3 days early on a slider. Looked like it was suspended in air. It's 0-1. Fastball, slider, change for Acuna. at the letters. The 0-1. And this one line in a right field, and that one's going to get down for a base hit. Scoring for third is Bigby. Throw comes into the plate, cut off by the mound by Callahan. It is the first earned run Acuna has allowed in the Reds organization. It's the second total, and Lakeland takes a 1-0 second inning lead. Rothenberg picking up his 17th RBI. And the bases stay loaded for the center fielder, Austin Schultz. Hitting .225 in 53 games. Did not play in the opener tonight. 9 extra base hits, 2 homers, 18 batted in. Acuna's first pitch. And a fastball. Scrapes the outside corner. It's 0-1. Schultz, drafted by the Tigers last year out of the University of Kentucky. Started the year at High A West Michigan. Joined Lakeland at the end of April. The 0-1. And Schultz swings through a slider. Bottom dropped out of that pitch. It's 0-2. Schultz, Nebraska kid like Austin Callahan at first. From Lincoln, Nebraska. Austin from Fremont. Gold at third. De La Cruz at second. Rothenberg at first. With one out. Acuna is 0-2. And that one outside. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Lakeland to run in on 2 hits and a couple of walks. First baseman Callahan playing in. And in front of the runner at first, Rothenberg. A 1-2 pitch. And this one line to right center field. Allen to his left. He'll make the play. Tagging from third is Gold. Allen's throw will come into third base. They've got the man by a mile. Oh, baby, what a throw from Che Allen. The second the run will score. It's a sac fly to make it 2-0. But Che Allen the second, his third outfield assist of the year, his second in as many weeks. And Braylon Menier is shaken up on the play after the slide from De La Cruz into third, and hopefully he is all right. Was walking gingerly to the auxiliary bench, and Josh Hobson will take a look at him. It'll be a sac fly for Schultz. That the inning is over. Lakeland takes the lead at the end of 1.5, 2-0 in favor of the Flying Tigers.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Trey Faltini to lead off for Daytona here in the bottom of the second inning. Tortugas down a pair. Faltini picked up his first Daytona base hit the other night. And he swings through a breaking ball from Jimenez. It is 0-1. Faltini, Tanner, and Rogers. 5, 6, and 7 due up with Lakeland up a deuce. The 0-1 to Faltini. And he takes low. It is 1-1. Trey, so far in Daytona, 1-4-6 at the plate with a walk. Red seventh round pick out of the University of Texas. A 1-1 pitch. And that one nearly grabbed a piece of him. Ended up glancing off the glove. Valtini trying to say it hit him in the elbow. And he's in some pain walking towards the third base dugout. And the home plate umpire looks in disbelief. Home plate umpire is trying to tell him the ball didn't hit him, even though Valtini getting looked at by the training staff. And now Garrett Griffin going to get together with Nelson Fraley halfway up the first base line. Valtini had a relatively immediate reaction after that ball went by. I don't think it hit him very much. Maybe focusing on that left hand, trying to squeeze it with Josh Hobson. Yeah, Valtini is going to have to stay in there and bat. Dawkins still talking with Griffin outside the batter's circle towards the third base dugout side. Right now, a lot of talking from Garrett Griffin. Gookie Dawkins was mostly listening there. Now chiming in after listening to what Griffin had to say. And now both will head back their respective ways. Respect that from Gookie. Taking his time to listen to what the umpire had to say after their discussion, as opposed to just blowing a gasket. 2-1, fouled back. It's 2-2. Not that Gookie is one to be a demonstrative arguer. Very rarely do you see him really lose his lid. If anything, 2-2 from Jimenez. Valtini takes outside 3-2. If anything, we've joked over the years that Gookie is the owner of the most timid ejections of all time, to the point where you wonder what in the world happened. The payoff pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner, strike three call. Top bottom breaking ball just barely grabbed a piece of the inside corner. And Jimenez has a strikeout, his first of the night. One away for Logan Tanner, still looking for his first pro base hit. 0-for-7 with a walk in Daytona. Was hitless in his pro debut in the Complex League on Monday night. Red's second round pick out of Mississippi State, number 53 overall. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1, actually number 55 overall. Played in 55 games for the Bulldogs in the SEC this year. As he takes down and away, it's 1-1. At 285 with 7 homers and 38 runs batted in for the reigning national champions. Lakeland tonight wearing the road grays in game 2. 1-1. And Tanner takes down and away, 2-1. Flying Tigers and Navy script lettering across the chest. Navy stencil numerals front and back with a white and orange border. Navy piping around the collar and down the front of the uniform. Great pants. Jimenez has them down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side of them. The wind is 2-1 to Logan Tanner. And he checks his swing. Did not go on a pitch in the dirt. It is 3-1. Black and white. Cleats into the mound for Jimenez. Navy cap. Navy bill, screaming winged Tiger logo on the front as Logan takes high for 4. Second walk allowed by Jimenez tonight. And Tanner aboard with a one-out free pass. Now it is Jack Rogers, homered in his last at-bat in the 8th inning in Game 1. Rogers was 1-for-3 with that solo shot. Jack in Daytona now hitting at 267, 22 extra base hits, 5 homers, 25 RBIs. Sky trying to clear up a little bit as Jack a tad late on that fastball. Sends it sizzling towards the Daytona bullpen. Bodies and legs shifting every which way. It is 0-1. Dimensions here at the Jack. 317 down the line. 400 to straightaway center. And 325 to the pole and right. Lights on here at the stadium. 7:45 now on this Saturday evening, the 0-1. And that inside gets away from Rothenberg into the backstop. And Tanner will scoot over to second on the wild pitch. Count 1-1 on Rogers. And Daytona now with a man in scoring position, trailing by a pair. Series will wrap up tomorrow. Sheldon's Family Fun Day. Kids run the bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream Parlor. 1-1. And Rogers can't get around on 94. It's 1-2. Julian Aguiar will start for Daytona. 7-7, a 3.51 ERA. Carlos Pena, lefty, will go for Lakeland. 4-3, a 3.59 ERA. The 1-2 to Rogers. And that one up above the shoulders, it's 2-2. In the last regular season meeting between these two squads. And the Threshers will come to town for six. The 2-2. Rogers, a ground ball, left side, to his right. The shortstop, Graham, off balance throw, blocked with the glove by the first baseman, Bigby. They have no play. It'll be an infield base hit for Jack Rogers, his second hit of the day over two games. And the Tortugas with men at the corners and one out for Hayden Jones. Was not an easy play for Graham to his right. Rogers runs well. Is able to knock it down. Did the first baseman, Justice Bigby. Because of that, Tanner could not score from second base. Double play still in order for Hayden Jones with one out. And the first pitch he sees today outside at 93, it's 1-0. Jones coming into play today, hitting at 256, 20 extra base hits, 8 homers, and 27 RBIs. 8 homers tied with Stephen Layton for the team lead. As this one off the hands and towards East Orange Avenue, it is 1-1. Jones did not play in the opening game today. Homered on Wednesday night. A throw back to first, and Rogers dives back safely. Had the pleasure of meeting Hayden's mom the other day. In town to visit her son. Awesome stuff, the 1-1. And Jones skips it off the plate. It is one ball and two strikes. Always fun getting a chance to meet players' families, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends. Always fun seeing their journey through their eyes. 1-2. Ooh, it hit him. And Jones just throws his bat. He is in pain. That caught him on that front shoulder, the left shoulder. Actually, it was what seems to be favoring his back shoulder. And unfortunately, Josh Hobson been far too busy. Here since the top of the inning, Braylon Minier was a little gimpy walking back to the third base dugout after being slid into to end the inning in the field. But he will come up and bat here with the bases loaded. And then you had Faltini nearly hit with a pitch. Daytona still thinks he was, and now Hayden Jones drilled. They're focused on that left arm. Jones up and down, sort of making some circular motions with it. Talking now with Dawkins and Hobson. A few feet up the first baseline. Jones been hit several times over the last couple of weeks. Got hit with a pitch last week in St. Lucie. That got him in the hand. Actually, I think that was in Jupiter, I think. And that was nagging him for a few days. Not only getting the worst of it behind the plate, but at the plate as well. So Daytona will have him loaded. Jones will stay in the game for the third baseman, Braylon Minier. Minier been out of the lineup the last couple of days. Just a 162 average in 33 games with Daytona. 16 for 99, three doubles, three homers, eight RBIs. Looking to snap an 0 for 10 stretch at the plate. First pitch from Jimenez, and this is a tapper back towards the mound. Jimenez fields, throws home, they get the out there. And Rothenberg will hold on to it. and not risk a throw down to first base. So Manier retired on the 1-2 fielder's choice. And just like that, there are two outs. To the top of the order in Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo fouled out to third, his first time 0-for-1. So Rogers now at third, Jones at second, Manier the man at first. With Daytona behind 2-0. Arroyo had a couple of hits in the opener. And the first pitch he sees here swings at the 55-foot slider. It's 0-1. Daytona hitting .219 as a team with the bases loaded this year. With two grand slams. The 0-1. And Arroyo takes at the knees. It's quickly 0-2. Daytona has him loaded on one hit, a walk, and a hit batter. Back leg bent, front leg straight. The 0-2 to Arroyo. Up and away. Try to spin something off speed at 86. It's a ball and two strikes. Lakeland a 2-0 lead. Scoring on a Mike Rothenberg RBI single and a sack fly from Austin Schultz. They'll have the top of their order due up in the third. Action in Lakeland's right field bullpen, the 1-2 pitch. And that one pops in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Rothenberg. Ruled high, it's 2-2. Justin Boyd, left fielder waiting on deck. Glove on the front left tip of Jimenez as he gets the sign. The 2-2 to Edwin, and he chases the off-speed pitch, strike three call. Tag applied by Rothenberg, and the inning comes to a close. Daytona threatens, no runs a hit, but they leave him loaded at the end of two. 2-0 Lakeland on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning. Top of the lineup due up for Lakeland. They have a 2-0 lead. Jose Acuna back to work. Peyton Graham struck out against him in the first. And the first offering he sees, a changeup strike. It is 0-1. Lakeland, two runs, two hits, no errors. They have left one. Daytona, no runs, one hit. No errors. They have left four. Time was called. Not sure what the reason was, but play is back in as Acuna fires the 0-1. And Graham thought about it, but takes a strike anyway. It is 0-2. Roddy from the extreme third base side of the hill to wind up the 0-2 pitch. And Graham takes that one on the outside corner. Strike three looking. Takes his helmet off in disbelief before placing it back on his head before walking back to the dugout. Three pitches, three strikes. And Acuna has his second strikeout tonight. Brings up Manuel Zaccara, grounded out to short, his first time up. Talked a bunch about the Field of Dreams game on Thursday night. Of course, again, a little bit Friday as Zaccara takes a strike, it's 0-1. But there was something that happened during the Field of Dreams game that not everybody was totally on board with. And it's one of the few reasons I'm actually kind of upset I missed the game. There's a strike, it's 0-2, just because it was so unusual. But there was a hologram that they used during the seventh inning stretch, the 0-2 pitch. And Zaccara drives one out to left center field. In it to his left is Justin Boyd calling for it, waved off by Jay Allen, who's in it to his right, and he'll make the play for the second out. Brings up Roberto Campos, grounded out to short his first time, but since the Cubs were involved, taking on the Reds, they created a hologram of the late broadcaster Harry Caray, who was well known for leading the rendition of the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Passed away back in 98 as that one outside and low for ball one. But there was a report before it aired from a guy by the name of Timothy Burke, who had seen the footage beforehand. A 1-0, and Campos had a play off the hands. It's 1-1, and called it, quote, unconvincing, and my favorite quote, quote, possibly offensive. So everyone was like, well, what in the world is this going to be? And I got to be honest, I've seen the photos. It is definitely creepy. Is that one fouled straight back, 1-2? It looked like if Harry Caray was sent to, like, an auto body shop and they just buffed him out. A 1-2 pitch. And Campos gets jammed on the ground at third. Fielded by Manier, coming in high. Throw reeled in nicely by Callahan. And the side is retired. A lot of mixed reviews on the Harry Caray hologram. But he now gets to say he can hold the same distinction as the late rapper Tupac. We head to the bottom of the third. Still 2-0 Lakeland here from Daytona Beach.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
A light mist has started to fall here from the Jack as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Lakeland a 2-0 lead as Justin Boyd takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Boyd walked his first time up. He'll be followed by Allen and Callahan in the inning. Righties 0-1. And Boyd takes down and in. It is one ball and one strike. Still not fully covered with clouds here in Daytona. So you'll see some breaks out at center. As Boyd waves and misses at 93, it's a ball and two strikes. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Fifth game of the six-game series and 12-game homestand. 1-2. And that one grabs a piece of the home plate umpire. I thought it hit Boyd. Well, it caught a piece of Garrett Griffin. And so it is 2-2. Griffin appears to be all right. Definitely seen our fair share of umpires getting nicked up this year. More than any year I've ever seen before. Lights illuminating the diamond. The 2-2. And Boyd strikes out swinging. Got him on 84 down. Third strikeout tonight for Jimenez. One away in the third inning for Jay Allen the second. Rounded out to second his first time up. He is 0-1. Speaking of the Field of Dreams game, was great reading all the quotes from Cubs and Reds players afterwards on Friday and yesterday as Allen takes low for ball one. Especially, you know, pro sports is so challenging and there is such pressure on these players and coaches and front office members to perform at the highest level as Allen takes low 2-0. That sometimes the joy of playing a child's game for a career can get watered down sometimes and maybe be lost in it as 2-0 down again 3-0. But it was great to see and hear Reds players and coaches talk about how special that night was, even though they didn't come out on the winning end. The 3-0, and Allen takes low and inside ball four. Jay aboard with a one-out walk here in the third inning. Jimenez has retired the leadoff man in all three innings tonight. However, he has allowed the second man in each inning to reach base. More and more fans trying to head towards cover. It's not raining particularly hard, just sideways and consistent now. Callahan flied out his first time. Pop up to short, and he takes low for ball one. But David Bell, the Reds manager, said there's no way anything could take away from the day we had here. It's a great experience. Heard so many people throughout our clubhouse as the runner goes, a called strike, and a balk was called. That pitch does not count. A balk charge to Marco Jimenez that gives Jay Allen second base. So he is in scoring position now. Count stays 1-0 on Callahan. But Bell said it's something he heard people in the clubhouse talking about, saying that it's something they'll remember for the rest of their life. The 1-0 outside 2-0. And I feel like sometimes that aspect is lost amongst sort of assessing pro careers. Now we're so caught up so many times in the accolades, the 2-0. As Callahan hits one into the raindrops to center. Drifting back, now coming in on the ball is Schultz. Fighting the weather, makes the catch. Allen will tag and advance to third, sliding in safely. So Callahan retired for the second out. Daytona with a runner at third for Trey Faltini. Struck out looking his first time. He is 0-1. But Drew Smiley, the starter for the Cubs, had his wife and daughter there, celebrated his daughter's fifth birthday. And he said the highlight besides pitching five shutout innings, saying it was just fun being a tourist, taking it all in. You feel like a kid again. That one low and inside, 1-0. And hearing that from players and coaches and how the experience there sort of rekindled that childlike passion and joy for the game just feels contagious. 1-0, down and away, 2-0. Man at third, two out, bottom of the third, Daytona trailing 2-0. Especially nowadays with all the coverage. It's seen more and more as a business than it ever was. The 2-0. That high 3-0. And it doesn't matter if you're at the minor league level or the major league level. If you can find that childlike joy. It always something special, and that's something I always really loved about working with Ruben Ibarra last year and this year. That was the kind of impression I got from him every day at the ballpark as Faltini takes down and away for ball four. Second walk allowed by Jimenez in the inning. And Daytona with runners at the corners and two outs for Logan Tanner. Jimenez, despite tossing two and two-thirds shutout innings so far today, has thrown more balls than strikes. He's thrown 55 pitches, just 24 have been in the zone. So he's been effectively wild so far. We'll see how long he can keep that up as Logan Tanner takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Tanner walked his first time. But Nico Horner said it was like a college atmosphere. But the real unfortunate thing is the 0-1. Low, it is 1-1. Was two Daytona alums left that game with injury. Jonathan India has not been in the lineup for the Reds since, and Wilson Contreras left as well after rolling his ankle. 1-1, locked in the dirt. Allen bluffed breaking from third as it rolled out towards the mound. But he stays put. It's two balls and one strike. Both of Lakeland's runs in the second inning on a Mike Rothenberg single and a sacrifice fly by Austin Schultz. Action in Lakeland's right field bullpen. Arrighty is up and throwing. The 2-1 from Marco, and Logan takes up and away for ball three. Jack Rogers has Daytona's only hit here in game two. Infield knock last inning. He is on deck. The 3-1, and Tanner went around, says the home plate umpire. Logan can read his lips from up here in the press box saying, no, I didn't. And the Daytona dugout, especially Gookie Dawkins on the top step, letting Garrett Griffin know what they think. So that will release Faltini from first base with two outs and a full count. Payoff pitch. And Tanner bounces it off the dish. Remains in there with a 3-2 count. Tanner, 18th prospect in the Reds organization after the draft. The 3-2 runner goes, and Tanner strikes out swinging. Got him on the breaking ball. Might have had some words for Griffin before he heads back to the dugout. But Jimenez dances out of trouble in the inning. No runs, no hits, two left on walks. At the end of three, it is 2-0 Lakeland on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
top of the fourth inning. Justice Bigby, Adinso Reyes, Luke Gold. 3-2 up for the Flying Tigers. They have a 2-0 lead. Jose Acuna back to work. Rain has died down a little bit. And his first pitch too far outside of the backstop. It is 1-0. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines. 1-0. And this one lined out to center field. Back into his left. Allen reaches out over his head. Did he make the play? No, he did not. It came out of his glove. Bigby on his way to second, and he's there standing with a double. Allen, I don't know if he's shaken up or just frustrated he didn't catch that ball. He's on a knee out there on the warning track in center field. Made an incredible effort. Back into his left, full extension. And you thought he made the play before you watched him pop back up and quickly fire that ball in. So Bigby with a leadoff double, his second hit of the game. And Reyes takes outside. It's 1-0. Reyes flied out to ride his first time 0-for-1. But Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas, provided organizations of all types. High quality charter bus transportation since 1983, the 1-0, and Reyes totally fooled, swinging late on the breaking ball. It's 1-1. Hundred 106 miles an hour off the bat on the Bigby double. His 16th of the year. 1-1, outside and low. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Take a look around the Florida State League here in this fourth inning. About a quarter past eight now. The other four games in the league in progress right now, all in the seventh inning or later. A 2-1, and Reyes steps in the bucket on the slider. Trying to get his hands in. It's 2-2. Top of the ninth inning in Jupiter. Fort Myers a 4-1 lead on the Hammerheads. Rubel Cespedes, a solo home run, his fourth of the year. A look towards second, the 2-2. And Reyes lines it towards the Lakeland first base dugout. It stays even. Top of the seventh inning in Clearwater. St. Lucie, a 5-1 lead on the Threshers. Justin Guerrera, his ninth home run of the year. Raul Barasierta, a two-run shot, his 12th. The 2-2, and he got him swinging. Fastball up in the zone. Third strikeout tonight for Acuna, one out in the fourth inning. Brings up the second baseman, Luke Gold, walked in his first team at-bat. Back in the second inning, came around to score. Mets also got the first career home run for third baseman Chase Estep. Acuna looks towards second base, his first pitch. And that slider falls in for a strike. It's 0-1. Righty still up and throwing for Lakeland down the right field line. That appears to be Michael Beanlein. Came on to get one out on Wednesday. Bigby leads off second. Faltini holds him on. The 0-1. Outside and low. It is 1-1. Dunedin at home against the Tampa Tarpons. Tampa a 3-1 advantage in the eighth inning. Reim Fair Salinas, a solo home run, is fourth. A 1-1. Inside corner for a called strike two. Devontae Brown, solo home run for the Blue Jays, his first. Both teams into their bullpens, and Jay Allen is walking in from center field. Jay tried making that diving catch out in center on the Bigby double. To start this inning, was slow to get up. No one ever came out to take a look at him. But Allen, after the Reyes at-bat and three pitches into the Gold at-bat. Just started walking in, and time was called. Now the home plate umpire, Allen, walking around with Hobson and Dawkins, and now he's going to come out of the ballgame. He is just visibly distraught that he is not feeling right. Not really certain what he is favoring. He's got his hands on his hips, walking along with Hobson towards Daytona's third base clubhouse. Justin Boyd will move from right field over to center field. Fidel Castro has come into the game in right field. Jack Rogers will move from right field to left field. And sometimes as a broadcaster, you try and find some really eloquent, well thought out statement on a moment like this, a la Vince Scully, but sometimes the bare bottom words are all you need. And quite frankly, that stinks. 1-2 pitch on the outside corner, and Gold down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Acuna, and there are two out now here in the top of the fourth inning. So Castro will slot into the three spot in the order, taking over for Allen. Now Jose De La Cruz, the man at second and two out, walked his first time up. Righty gets the one he wants. Acuna looks towards second, his first pitch. And that one outside, 1-0. Left to right in the outfield now, Rogers, Boyd, and Castro. Infield stays the same from third to first. Manier, Arroyo, Faltini, and Callahan. You could see even before Allen left the game, the 1-0. That one gets away from Tanner to his right, and Bigby will scoot to third on the wild pitch. But you could see even from our point of view far away that Edwin Arroyo was emotionally affected by his old buddy from his amateur playing days, Jay Allen. Just not feeling right. You hope it's something that is minor, but you just never know. 2-0 on the right fielder. And De La Cruz, a violent swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. It's 2-1. Lakeland, two runs, three hits, no errors. They have left one. Daytona, no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left six. Only other game in the FSL tonight we haven't told you about is the one in Bradenton. Cardinals, a 4-3 lead on the Marauders. Thomas Francisco, a solo home run, is fourth. Jack Brannigan went deep for Bradenton, is second. 2-1, and De La Cruz can't get around on the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Daytona will have 7, 8, and 9 due up against Lakeland in the bottom of the inning. Man at third, two out in the top of the fourth. Lakeland ahead by a deuce. The 2-2, a little pause in his giddy-up, and now misses up and away for ball three. Mike Rothenberg, who has an RBI, waiting on deck. -79 degrees here in Daytona on an overcast Saturday night. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 91, and after the leadoff double, Acuna strikes out the side. No runs, one hit, one left. But one big loss with Jay Allen leaving this game with an apparent injury. Michael Beanlein coming on. Lakeland a 2-0 lead headed to the bottom of the fourth.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bullpen for Lakeland as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is the right-hander Michael Veenlein on for his second appearance in this series. Rogers, Jones, and Minear. The 3-2 up in the inning, and Jack attacks the first pitch and pops it straight up in the air. Third base side, Peyton Graham calling for it with one hand, makes the catch over his left shoulder. And Rogers retired for the first time tonight. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brings up Peyton Jones, was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. Veenlein, 6'3", 246 pounds, 24 years old from Honolulu, Hawaii. Veenlein, his 13th appearance in Lakeland, 0-1, a 4.34 ERA, 2 saves. 18 hits in 18 and two-thirds innings as he hits the outside half. It's 0-1. Veenlein, 11 walks, 16 strikeouts, a 2.47 opponent average. The 0-2, and this one a humpback line drive. Fielded on a hop by the shortstop, Graham. Nice backhand, low throw, dug out by Bigby on the other end. And there are two out. Now it is Braylon Minear, grounded into a fielder's choice, his first time 0-for-1. Final line for Lakeland starter Marco Jimenez. His best outing since coming off the IL. No runs, one hit in three innings, four walks, struck out four. Hit a batter, threw a wild pitch, called for a balk. 62 pitches is 28 strikes as Minear swings through 93. It's 0-1. Rain has dissipated for the moment. The 0-1. And Veenlein misses up and away. It's one ball and one strike. No action in Daytona's bullpen. Acuna looks like he'll come out and pitch the fifth. 1-1, and Minear rolls over on one to second. Two is left, Gold. Easy overhand toss and plenty of time, and Veenlein has a six-pitch, 1-2-3 fourth inning in his first frame out of the pen. To the fifth, back third of this seven-inning game. Lakeland a 2-0 lead.
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. My little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Acuna back to the mound for the top of the fifth inning. Lakeland a 2-0 lead. Flying Tigers, two runs, three hits, no errors. They have left two. Daytona, no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left six. Mike Rothenberg drove in the game's first run with an RBI single in the second inning. 8-9-1 due up for Lakeland, and Acuna's first pitch up and away for ball one. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. 1-0. And Rothenberg takes high for ball two. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in this fifth inning. Acuna winds his 2-0. And Rothenberg looks at a called strike at 81. It's two balls and one strike. Reds and Cubs in the bottom of the fifth inning at Great American Ballpark. Chicago a 3-1 lead. The 2-1. And Rothenberg sends it straight up in the air. Third base side. Tanner gives a look towards the warning track, but this one into the bleachers. It's 2-2. Franmil Reyes, his first home run as a Cub. A go-ahead two-run shot in the fourth. Graham Ashcraft against Adrian Sampson. Nick Senzel. Aristides Aquino. Jose Barrero. The Daytona alums in the lineup. Wilson Contreras. We talked about him leaving the game on Thursday with an ankle injury. But he is back in the lineup today. Acuna thought he had strike three. Misses the outside edge with the fastball. It's a full count. Leadoff man trying to reach for the second straight inning. The payoff pitch sails up and away for ball four. Third walk allowed by Acuna tonight. And Lakeland with one on and nobody out for Austin Schultz. Third time in five innings they've put the leadoff man aboard. Schultz, a sac fly to center. His first time up. Made it a 2-0 game. Right arm dangling at Acuna's side as he gets the one he wants. Angles his toes towards third, first pitch. And Schultz pulls his head out on 91. It's 0-1. Triple A Louisville on the road against the Iowa Cubs. More Reds and Cubs baseball. Louisville four runs in the top of the fifth inning. They now lead 4-2. The 0-1. Ooh, hit him. Up and in. Caught him just behind that left shoulder blade. Not what Acuna was trying to do. And Lakeland with the first two men on against him in this fifth inning. Walking a hit batter. Brings up Peyton Graham. Right-hander up and throwing. And Daytona's left field bullpen. That appears to be Alberto Gonzalez III. Runners take their leads. Graham has struck out twice tonight. And the first pitch, a grounder up the middle, could be two. Fielded by Faltini behind second. Throw to first, and Callahan kept his back foot on the bag after a long stretch towards the right field side of the square. Matt Mallott, the first base coach, saying his foot was off the bag. Andrew Graham has come over from the third base coach's box to argue. But for the time being, it is a 4-3 double play, and there are two out with a man at third. There will be no meeting between the two umpires. It will stay a 4-3 double play. And there are two out now for Manuel Sequeira. Sequeira, right-handed batter. And the first pitch off the hands towards first. Fielded there by Callahan to his right. Moves back to his left to step on first. And Acuna gets out of trouble with two big pitches in the inning. No runs, no hits because of the double play. Just one left. Time to get up and stretch as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona trails 2-0 here from the Jack.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Michael Beatlein back to the mound, bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona trailing by a pair. Fans Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Edwin Arroyo and the top of Daytona's lineup, two up in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you. Tortugas trying to rally, have not won back-to-back games in the second half of the season. Haven't done so since they won a season-high 5 straight at the end of June. And Arroyo takes outside for ball one. Has flied out on a foul pop to third and struck out tonight. A 1-0. And Arroyo, a ground ball off the end of the bat to second. Fielded by Gold to his right. Sidearm throw on the move in time. One away. Brings up Justin Boyd, has walked and struck out tonight, 0 for 1. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliates tonight. Louisville a 5-2 lead now on the Iowa Cubs. Lorenzo Cedrola, Stuart Fairchilds, the Daytona alums in the lineup. Cedrola has driven in a pair. Former Daytona players David Bodie and Narciso Crook in the Iowa Cubs lineup tonight. First pitch from Beatlein to Boyd. And that fastball on the inside half at 94. It's 0-1. Double A, Chattanooga at home against the Montgomery Biscuits. Rays affiliate. They trail 4-1 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Christian Encarnacion Strand, his second home run as a Reds prospect. Came over in the Tyler Malley trade. As Boyd takes down and away, it's 1-1. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda. Daytona alums in the lineup. I.A. Dayton at home against the Lansing Lugnuts. Bottom of the sixth inning, tied at one. Bases empty, one out, the 1-1 to Boyd. And he's out in front of 88. It is 1-2. Justice Thompson, a solo home run, is sixth of the year. He's been scalding hot this week. Javi Rivera struck out 7, one run on 3 hits in 4 innings in his Dayton debut. 1-2, and Boyd strikes out swinging. 95 up above the letters. And Beatlein picks up his first strikeout of the night. He's retired all 5 he's faced. 2 down for Fidel Castro. His first at-bat here in Game 2. Castro played in the opener, was 0 for 2 with a walk. Is hitting at 202 in Daytona this year in 41 games. 2 doubles, 4 homers, 9 RBIs. Righty's first pitch, and Castro a ground ball back up the middle and through in a center field, a base hit. Daytona's first knock since the second inning. And Castro aboard with a two-out single. Keeps the inning going for Austin Callahan. Has flied out twice tonight, once to center, once on a pop-up to short. Righty up in Lakeland's right field bullpen. That appears to be Tyler Madison. Righty fires home. And the lefty takes outside, try to backdoor him with a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Joining Thompson and Rivera in the high A lineup, Brian Ray, Tyler Callahan, Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Michelle Triana, and Garrett Wolforth. As Callahan takes down by his shins, it's 2-0. Dominican Summer League Reds won against the Blue Jays this morning, 5-3 in seven innings. Bean leans 2-0, and that brushes Callahan back. It's 3-0. Trey Faltini, the second baseman, is on deck. Ray Jackson Chirino, a two-run homer. Luis Leonis, a two-run home run for the DSL Reds this morning. 3-0, and Callahan taking all the way, looks at strike one. ACL Reds will host the Guardians coming up at 9 o'clock. And Callahan on the ground, right side. Fielded to his right by Gold from the back of the infield turf. Throws on to Bigby to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of 5, 2-0 Lakeland on the Tortugas Radio Network. The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual summer reading night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Going to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the top of the sixth in this seven-inning game. Alberto Gonzalez, the third, has come on in relief of Jose Acuna. Second appearance in this series for Berto, standing at 6 feet tall, 193 pounds, 23 years old from Laredo, Texas. Roberto Campos to lead off against him and fouls the first pitch back. It's 0-1. Campos has grounded out twice tonight. Once to third and once to short. He followed by Bigby and Reyes in the sixth inning. Lakeland a two-run lead, the 0-1. And Campos out in front. It is 0-2. Gonzalez making his fifth appearance in Daytona, 0-1. One unearned run on one hit and three and two-thirds innings. Three walks, seven Ks. Nearly hits him with a breaking ball. Gonzalez frustrated at himself. It's 1-2. Gonzalez pitched in relief in Daytona's win on Wednesday. Through two scoreless innings, walked two, struck out three. As that one, Tanner thought he had strike three, came out of his crouch. But ruled outside, it's 2-2. Final line for Jose Acuna in his start. Five innings, gave up two runs on three hits as Campos drives one out to left. Coming on is Rogers. He'll make the catch. One away. Brings up Justice Bigby, has singled and doubled here in game two. But Acuna, three walks, five strikeouts. Did hit a batter and throw a wild pitch. 70 pitches, 44 strikes. Pitcher of record on the losing side. Righty's first pitch to Bigby. And that fastball at 91 clips the outside half. It's 0-1. Righty kicks the 0-1. And Bigby a wave and a miss. And it's quickly 0-2. Lights on here at the stadium. The 0-2. And Bigby off the end of the bat, right-hand side. Out is the second baseman, Faltini, who's calling for it. It is the right fielder, Fidel Castro, to make the play towards the line. Two down in the sixth. Brings up Adinso Reyes. Struck out and fly to right tonight. Lakeland in the road grays. Daytona in the Incredible Hulk-themed green uniforms tonight on our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond evening as Reyes, a violent hack, threw a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in the bottom of the inning as Reyes swings through another slider. It's 0-2. Luke Gold, the second baseman, waits on deck. Berto's 0-2 pitch. Too far inside. No! A delayed called strike three from the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin. And Reyes down on three pitches. Gonzalez retires the side in order on just 11 in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the frame. Lakeland making another pitching change. On is the righty, Tyler Madison. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 against him. Lakeland a 2-0 lead.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Trey Faltini to lead off against the new arm in the game. That is the righty, Tyler Madison. And the overhand delivery, fastball at 94 for strike one. Lakeland a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning of this seven-inning game. Faltini has struck out and walked tonight. And Madison paints the outside corner. It's 0-2. Madison, 6'4", 235 pounds, will turn 23 next month. from Fort Ann, New York. The 0-2 pitch, and that one high. It is 1-2. The Tigers' fourth-round pick last year out of Bryant University in Rhode Island. The 1-2 sweeps outside 2-2. Madison, his 16th appearance in Lakeland, all in relief. 2-0, an ERA of 7. 17 hits in 18 innings, 14 walks, 23 strikeouts. Second appearance in the series, the 2-2, and Faltini fights one right side. That one's going to find an empty patch of turf for a base hit. Second time Faltini is on base tonight, his first knock of the day. And Daytona has the leadoff man on here in the sixth. First time Daytona has put the leadoff man on tonight. Brings up Logan Tanner. Has walked and struck out tonight 0-for-1. Madison threw an inning on Wednesday night. Gave up the home run to Hayden Jones. As that one misses high 1-0. Tanner has walked and struck out tonight. Madison gave up 3 hits and struck out 3. In that game on Wednesday. 1-0. And Tanner swinging a foul tip into the glove of Rothenberg. It's 1-1. Tyler, the Tigers' number 26 prospect at midseason by Baseball America. A 1-1. Breaking ball outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Final line for the right-hander, Michael Beanlein. Goes 2 innings, does not allow a run. On 1 hit, no walks, and a strikeout. 2-1. At the knees, a strike, it's even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Faltini takes his lead off first. A set, the 2-2 pitch, and this one, little fister towards the shortstop coming on Graham to make the basket catch. One away here in the sixth. Here is Jack Rogers as one of Daytona's 3 hits here in game number 2. Infield knock as also fouled out, rather popped up to the shortstop. That was his last time in the fourth. Lefty batter against the righty. He kicks and fires. And Rogers late on 94 up in the zone. It's 0-1. Beanlein. 18 pitches, 12 strikes tonight. The 0-1 to Rogers. He takes a fastball inside half. It's 0-2. Hayden Jones, the DH on deck. Lakeland a 2-run lead here in the sixth. Both of their runs coming in the top of the second inning. They set up inside the 0-2, and Rogers sends it over the third base bleachers. Stays at no balls and 2 strikes. Series wraps up tomorrow. Sheldon's Family Fun Day. Kids run the bases after the game. Gates open at 4:30. First pitch 5:35 as Rogers gets jammed and sends another one towards the third base seats. ...1,612 here for the suspended game last night. 1,338 making their way to the Jack here on Saturday. Another 0-2 to Rogers, and this one flared down the left field line. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Faltini's breaking for third. Here comes a throw from left field, not in time. And Rogers is going to get to second, standing up. It'll be an opposite field double for Jack Rogers, and Daytona has a tying runs in scoring position with one out. 13th double of the year in Daytona Green for Rogers. And now the Lakeland pitching coach out of the first base dugout to talk with the right-hander. Neither of the base hits particularly well stung. Couple of jam shots, one up the first baseline, one up the third baseline. But a great hustle from Faltini, able to get to third on the ball hit in front of him. And now Rogers at second, representing the game's tying run. And a man who took the pitcher deep on Wednesday night coming to the plate. Jones has been hit by a pitch and grounded out to short. 0 for 1 here in game two. Undrafted free agent signee last year out of Illinois State. Wide the pitch, and Hayden takes outside for ball one. Braylon Menier, the third baseman, on deck. No action in Lakeland's right field bullpen. A 1-0. Down and away for ball two. Maybe pitching around Jones with the base empty at first. A 2-0. And Jones swings away and fouls it aside. It's 2-1. Seem unlikely. And just one out here in the sixth inning. The 2-1. Jones rolls over and taps it foul. Towards the first base coach's box, it's 2-2. Daytona here in game two, 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They were 2-for-8 in the previous game. The 2-2, Jones a line drive back up the middle, and throw in a center field, a base hit. Faltini scores. Here comes Rogers to the plate. He will score without a throw. It's a game-tying two-run single for Hayden Jones, and we're all even. Here at the bottom of the sixth inning, 2-all. It'll be a blown save for Madison. Jones with his 28th and 29th RBIs of the year, and he is at first base with a go-ahead run. Brings up Braylon Menier, who has grounded out to second and rolled into a fielder's choice tonight. Righty's first pitch, and Braylon laid on a fastball at 0-1. Juan Abril has started to throw for Daytona out and left. Two runs in on three hits for Daytona here in the sixth inning, the 0-1. And Menier pulls his head out on the off-speed 0-2. Jones leads off first, the 0-2 pitch, and Menier golfs that one towards the Halifax River third base way. It is still no balls and two strikes. Top of the lineup, and Edwin Arroyo is on deck. The 0-2, and he got him swinging. Blew him away up in the zone at 95. First strikeout tonight for Madison. Two out in the sixth inning for the top of the order in Edwin Arroyo. 0-for-3. Grounded out to second his last time up. Had two hits in the opening game tonight, including a double and a triple. Jones runs well for a catcher at first base. And Arroyo early on the off-speed. It's 0-1. Lakeland will have 6, 7, and 8 due up in the top of the inning. The 0-1. Inside corner for strike two. Justin Boyd, the center fielder, on deck. All even in this sixth inning. The 0-2. That sails high over the shoulders of Edwin. It's a ball and two strikes. Madison up near 30 pitches in the inning. Cam Brown up and throwing down the line for Lakeland. 1-2 pitch. And he got him on the high fastball. 95 up in the zone. And Madison keeps the game tied going into the final inning of regulation. But Daytona scores twice on three hits. The game-tying knock by Hayden Jones to the seventh. Tied up 2-2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Goal to lead off against Alberto Gonzalez, the third here in the top of the seventh inning in this seven-inning game, tied at two. And he takes outside for ball one. 1-0 from Berto, and that sails all the way to the backstop, way far outside. And it's 2-0. Gold has walked and struck out here in his Flying Tigers debut. De La Cruz, Rothenberg, and Schultz to follow. The 2-0, and that one yanked all the way to the backstop in the lefty box. It is 3-0. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. The 3-0. And that time for ball four. Four-pitch walk starts the seventh inning for Lakeland. And they have the leadoff man on for the fifth time in seven innings. Rather, the fourth time in seven innings. Jose De La Cruz has walked and struck out. 0-for-1. Righty's first pitch outside, ball one. Tortugas will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the bottom of the inning. Outside 2-0. Game was tied at 2 going into the ninth inning on Thursday night. Lakeland took the lead in the top of the inning on a double by Roberto Campos. Trying for more late inning magic, and before he could throw his seventh pitch of the inning, Todd Naskadov out of the dugout. Juan Abril back and throwing out in left field. Six straight have missed from Berto here to start the seventh inning. As we mentioned earlier, Daytona trying to do something they haven't done in the second half of this season, and that is win back-to-back games. And pointing at something, Braylon Minier motioning towards the third base dugout. Not sure what that was in relation to. Trey Faltini talking to Gonzalez. They're pointing towards something again in the dugout. Not really sure what that was about. At least in terms of the pointing towards third base. So count stays at 2-0. Gonzalez's pitch, a fastball strike. Outside half at 91, it's 2-1. Lakeland, two runs, three hits, no errors. They have left three. Daytona, two runs, five hits. No errors. They have stranded eight. 2-1. And a swing through a fastball down. It's 2-2. Season series between these two teams tied up. Five wins aside through 10 games. The 2-2. Ooh, good pitch. Slider away. Hometown crowd wanted to ring him up. And Garrett Griffin would not pull the trigger. It's full. Righty at the letter is the payoff pitch. Runner goes, and De La Cruz gets one off the end of the bat into center. Back into his left is Boyd. He'll make the catch in right center field for the first out. Retreating back to first goes Gold. Mike Rothenberg has brought in one of Lakeland's two runs tonight. RBI single in the second has also walked. He is 1-for-1. Brill still throwing for Daytona. Right-hander is warm for Lakeland. First pitch, fastball. Pummeled past the lumber of Rothenberg at 92. It's 0-1. Gold walked. He is at first. The 0-1. And that outside and high, 1-1. Daytona has played so many tight games this year. The 1-1 pitch. Got him out in front of the slider, 1-2. Time called at home. As Rothenberg gathers himself. Tied up here in this seventh inning. 1-2. That inside snap throw behind the runner at first, and thankfully for Daytona, Callahan got a glove on that. Tanner just tried flipping it behind the lefty batter, Rothenberg. Didn't get much behind it. Spiked it in the dirt. Nice play by Callahan to save a base. The 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No. Time called at home. It's a full count. Daytona has played 29 one-run games and 23 two-run games. Tie game right now here in the seventh. A 3-2. Low ball four. I had ball four, but apparently it's 3-2. Don't know where I missed. Payoff pitch, runner goes. That one in the dirt, ball four. So Lakeland with two on and one out in the seventh. Go ahead run now in scoring position for Austin Schultz. Schultz, a sack fly to center. Brought in the most recent Flying Tiger run in the second. Was hit by a pitch his last time up. Runners take their leads. Righty's first pitch. And Schultz looks at a strike. And his own one time called. I think Tanner and Gonzalez may have been crossed up there. As Tanner will go out to talk with Gonzalez in front of the hill. Couple of walks have put two on for Lakeland in the seventh. Daytona's going to win tonight. It'll be in walk-off fashion. They have only one walk-off win this year, as opposed to being walked off a grand total of 9 times on the road this season. The 0-1. That one scoots up and away from the glove of Tanner. He can't find it, and it was just outside the righty batter's box. And now the go-ahead runs at second and third on a wild pitch. So Daytona has to bring the infield in now with one out to try and cut off the go-ahead run. Schultz had a big ninth inning home run earlier in this series. As time calls, the de facto ninth inning, the final inning of regulation in a 7-inning game. A walk, a fly ball to center, a walk and a wild pitch. Set us up where we are now. The 1-1. And there is a called strike, another breaking ball, 1-2. Peyton Graham, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Brill is ready for Daytona. He stopped throwing out by the bullpen and left. It's time called as another ball gets loose from the Lakeland bullpen. A 1-2 pitch, and Schultz able to grab a piece off the end of the lumber. It is still a ball and two strikes. Couple of free passes as Lakeland in business here in the seventh inning. A 1-2. This is a soft ground ball to short. Going to be a tough play. Arroyo's only play is going to be to first, and that's where he'll get the out. Scoring from third is Gold. To third goes Rothenberg. It's an RBI ground out for Austin Schultz, and Lakeland takes a 3-2 lead. So even with the infield in, the ground ball to short brings the run home. Second RBI of the night for Schultz. His 19th of the year. Big run waiting at third base for Lakeland is Peyton Graham over the top of a slider. So Daytona will need at least one in the bottom half to keep it going. Would need two to walk it off as we currently stand. The 0-1. And Graham late and out of play to the first base side. It's 0-2. Daytona will have Boyd, Castro, Callahan. 2-3 and 4. Two up in the bottom of the seventh. Imagine against Cam Brown, who's been throwing in the Flying Tiger bullpen. The 0-2. And Graham taps one into center field. Long run coming in for Boyd. Sliding, can't make the play. Graham on his way to second as it kicks behind him. Castro will fire in. It'll be an RBI double for Peyton Graham. And once again, Lakeland puts up two in the final inning of regulation to break up a tie. They lead 4-2. Just hit into a perfect spot in shallow center field. Boyd did his best to try and come in and make the sliding grab, but couldn't. Graham, his first career RBI, his first career extra base hit. Makes this a two-run game. Brings up Manuel Zakera, who looks at strike one. Zakera grounded out to first his last time. Righty fires, and this one line down the left field line, and that one's going to get into the corner. Graham rounds third. He'll score standing up on his way to second. Zakera as Rogers fires in. It's an RBI double for Manuel Zakera, his team-leading 25th double, his 50th RBI, and Lakeland has opened up a three-run seventh-inning lead. It is 5-2. And that'll be all for Gonzalez here tonight. At 26 pitches here in this seventh inning. As the pair of leadoff walks come back to Burnham here in the final inning of regulation. It'll be a Brill against Campos to try and get the final out. Lakeland has a 5-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network. The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society Night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual Summer Reading Night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Juana Brill on to try and get the final out of this seventh inning. Brill at 5'8", 187 pounds, 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Brill making his 11th appearance with Daytona, 1-0, a 4.15 ERA with two saves. 15 hits and 17 in a third inning, 16 walks and 15 strikeouts. Opponents hitting at 242 against the righty. Pitched three innings against Lakeland on Tuesday. Gave up two runs on four hits. Walked three. Struck out two. Roberto Campos, the man he'll face. And he takes low for ball one. Campos 0 for 3. Flied out to left his last time. Lakeland three runs in this seventh inning. Go-ahead RBI ground out by Austin Schultz. Back-to-back RBI doubles by Peyton Graham and Manuel Sequeira. 1-0 pitch. Outside and high, 2-0. Lakeland, five runs, five hits. No errors and three left. Daytona, two runs, five hits. No mistakes and eight left on base. Righty fires, and that breaking ball misses high. It is 3-0. Justice Bigby would be the eighth man to bat in the inning. He is on deck. Time called. As another ball gets loose from Lakeland's bullpen. That's happened a lot here in this top half of the seventh. The 3-0, low ball four. So Bigby will come to the plate with two on and two out in the seventh inning. Third walk of the inning by Daytona pitching brings up Justice Bigby. As Singleton doubled here in game two, has also flied out to right his last time an inning ago. Sequeira at second, Campos at first. Righty's first pitch called strike at the letters. It is 0-1. Righty set to the cross step towards third. The 0-1 pitch, and that high, it is 1-1. Quarter past nine in the East. Daytona won the suspended game from last night 4-1. Lakeland leading here in the seven-inning game, 5-2. Taking the lead with three in this final inning of regulation. As Bigby lofts it in the air, first base side, long run over for Callahan, but that one out of his reach. It is one ball and two strikes. Adinso Reyes would be the ninth man to hit in the inning. He is on deck. Righty rests that beige leather mitt on his chest as he gets the sign. 1-2 from Abril. And he got him on the breaking ball for strike three. Violent swing and a miss by Bigby. And Abril strands a couple in the inning. But Lakeland strikes for three runs on two hits, two left. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Daytona needs three to tie and four to walk it off. Lakeland a 5-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Go in Daytona Beach, then a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Blake Hollum looking to close out a game for the second time in 3 days. He'll face Justin Boyd, Fidel Castro, Austin Callahan here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hollum, 6'6", 230 pounds, will turn 24 in October from Houston, Texas. Boyd 0-for-2 has struck out twice and walked. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Hollum picked up the save on Thursday night, looking to pick up a save for his third straight appearance, the 0-1. And Boyd late on 96, overhand delivery, it's 0-2. Hollub, 2-1, a 7.15 ERA. This is 23rd appearance, 19th in relief, 2-for-2 in save tries, 43 hits in 39 innings, 26 walks, 49 Ks, and that one sails up and away. It is one ball and two strikes. Hollub, that ERA a little bit deceiving. He's been mighty impressive since the midway point of the season, the 1-2. Up and away, it is even at 2-2. Since June the 14th, Hollum has a 1.84 ERA in 11 appearances, and since the beginning of July, it is 1.93, the 2-2. On the inside corner, Boyd down looking, and he knew it. One down in the seventh. Brings up the right fielder, Fidel Castro, singled in his only at-bat. Came on for Jay Allen, who left with an apparent injury in the middle innings. Hollum struck out two, walked one on Thursday. The first pitch to Fidel is low for ball one. Daytona trying to rally, have not won back-to-back games in the second half, have not won a series in the second half as well. Roddy fires. That low, 2-0. If Lakeland hangs on, the best Daytona can do in this set is split the six games. Roddy's 2-0. And Castro, foul tip into the glove of Rothenberg. It is 2-1. Julian Aguiar against the lefty Carlos Pena tomorrow. Gates open 4:30. First pitch 5:35. That one low for ball three. Our coverage will begin at 5:20 Eastern time before the Threshers come to town on Tuesday. Hollibs 3-1. And Castro yanks it on the ground. Foul of the first baseline. It's a full count. Reminder, after the game, we'll have an abbreviated recap report for you. Look back at this one. Some out-of-town scores and a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow night. It's time called at home plate. Lakeland, a three-run top half of the seventh to take the lead. The payoff pitch. And Castro lines this one into right center field, a base hit towards the gap. And this one's going to roll all the way to the base of the wall. Fidel rounds second. He's on his way to third. He's going to be there standing with his first triple of the season. And Castro raising his arms, trying to inspire his teammates to keep the rally going. Seventh. Extra base hit of the season for Castro, coming off the bat at 98 miles an hour. And now it is Austin Callahan, 0 for 3 tonight. Rounded out to second his last time in the fifth. Lakeland keeps the infield back. The run at third doesn't mean all that much to him. First pitch from Hollab, and Callahan sends it to the mesh screen. It is 0-1. Daytona tied the game in the sixth on a two-run single to center by Hayden Jones. Lakeland now in front by three, the 0-1. And Callahan out in front towards the first base dugout, 0-2. Trey Faltini in the on-deck circle for the Tortugas. Castro takes his lead off third. Hollab's 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, gets away from the catcher, Rothenberg. Castro to the plate, no score, standing up. A wild pitch brings in a run, makes it 5-3. Well, it's one of those you wonder if this may end up helping out Hollab, just based on the fact that there is nobody for him to be concerned about on the bases. So bases empty, 1-2 on Callahan in what is now a two-run game. 1-2, and this foul off the facing of our booth. Just underneath us remains at a ball and two strikes. Lakeland, five runs, five hits, no errors. They have left five. Daytona, three runs, six hits, no errors. They have stranded eight. Long look in for Hollab, and time call. And Rothenberg will head out to the mound to try and get on the same page as the righty reliever. Rothenberg heading back to the dugout, or back to the spot behind home plate. Lakeland and the road grays today. Daytona in the Incredible Hulk-themed Paradise Green uniforms. Another ball getting loose from Lakeland's bullpen. Look, it's happened once a batter over the last inning and a half. One, two pitch. And Callahan hits it sharply on the ground. Nice job by Bigby to his left, blocking with the chest. He'll take it to the bag himself, and Daytona down to their final out. Trey Faltini will try and spark a two-out rally. Has walked, singled, and scored a run here in game two. Faltini from Richmond, Texas. Righty batter with a slightly open stance. Holub from the middle of the slab in the first pitch heater. Squeezes across at 94. It's 0-1. Faltini, a part of that Texas team, made it all the way to the College World Series this past spring, the 0-1. And that on the outer half, and Daytona down to their final strike. Was drafted out of high school by the Red Sox, but didn't sign. Trying to start another rally. The 0-2, and that one's up. It's a ball. 1-2 on Faltini with Logan Tanner in the on-deck circle. This will be Holub's 20th pitch of the inning. A 1-2, and that sails over the head of the catcher, Rothenberg, into the backstop. It's even. Fidel Castro had a one-out triple. Came in to score on a wild pitch. Bases empty, two out. In a two-run game, deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, and two retired. The 2-2, and he got him on the fastball, strike three, it's over. And Lakeland hangs on and wins it by a final of 5-3, and Daytona's bid to win back-to-back games in the second half of the season. We'll have to wait for another day. Both teams split the twin bill. Take a break. We come back. Recap report is next here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual summer reading night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Daytona. A 4-1 winner in the opener today, but Lakeland with three runs in the top of the seventh in game two. And they knock off Daytona by a final of 5-3. Lakeland now 19-20 in the half, 51-54 on the year. Daytona with the loss in game two, now 12-27. 41-63 on the campaign. Let's take you to the game that was in game two. Was Jose Acuña making his Jackie Robinson Ballpark debut against the right-hander Marco Jimenez. And Lakeland was the ones who struck first. Jose Acuña retired the Flying Tigers in order in the first, stretched his retired batter's streak to 15 in a row. But Justice Bigby singled to lead off the second. After Edinso Reyes flied out to right, Luke Gold walked. Then Jose De La Cruz walked to load the bases. Mike Rothenberg would single to right, bring home a run, made it 1-0. Austin Schultz had a sac fly to center, made it 2-0. But De La Cruz was thrown out trying to tag and advance to third. And that ended the inning. So remained 2-0 in favor of Lakeland all the way until the bottom of the sixth. Jay Allen would leave in the middle innings after trying to dive and make a catch on a Bigby double. Could not come up with it. Later in the inning would leave with the apparent injury. But it remained 2-0 going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And that's when Daytona was finally able to break through. Trey Faltini led off the inning with a single to right after a pop-up to short. Jack Rogers doubled to left, put runners at second and third. And then Hayden Jones, a two-run single to center, tied the game at two. Braylon Menier and Edwin Arroyo, though, would strike out to end the inning. And then Lakeland in the top of the seventh inning. Got a leadoff walk to Luke Gold, a one-out walk to Mike Rothenberg. A wild pitch would advance the runners to second and third. A ground out off the bat of Austin Schultz made it a 3-2 Lakeland lead. But then Peyton Graham and Manuel Zaccaro with back-to-back doubles, one to center, one to left, made it a 5-2 game. Daytona would get a run in the bottom of the seventh. Fidel Castro with one out, triple to right center. Scored on a wild pitch, but Austin Callahan grounded out. And Trey Faltini struck out as Lakeland wins it by a final of 5-3. Tyler Madison will pick up the win despite the blown save tonight. Madison with the win, improving it to 3-0 on the year. Madison, one inning, two runs, three hits, no walks. He struck out two. Loss goes to Alberto Gonzalez. He drops to 0-2, gave up three runs on two hits. In an inning and two-thirds, walk two, struck out one. Blake Holub, Jack Rogers' old travel ball teammate, played select ball with one another growing up in Texas. Big shout out to Jack's mom, Joy Rogers, for sending me a message on Twitter. They played together growing up. 2 years together in high school, select ball buddies. Always great to see those guys get together at the pro ball level. We saw teammates Jamal O'Quinn and Ruben Ibarra earlier this year. But Holub did give up a run on a hit. No walks, two Ks in an inning. However, does collect his third save. Final line score. Lakeland, five runs, five hits, no errors. They left five. Daytona, three runs, six hits, no errors. They left eight. Final time of game here in game number two. 2 hours and 10 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,338. Quick run through the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye tonight. Fort Myers beats Jupiter 4-1. It was the Mets over Clearwater 8-1. Tampa holds off Dunedin 5-3. And Bradenton outslugs Palm Beach 7-5. Reds affiliate scoreboard today. Top of the eighth inning in Cincinnati. Cubs a 6-2 lead. End of the eighth in Iowa. Triple-A Louisville, a 5-3 lead on the Iowa Cubs. Double-A Chattanooga behind at home against the Montgomery Biscuits. Rays affiliate 4-3. High A Dayton drops a contest at home to the Lansing Lugnuts. A's Farm Club 3-1. Dominican Summer League Reds won in seven innings earlier today. 5-3 against the Blue Jays. ACL Reds in the top of the third inning against the Guardians. They lead 1-0 on Cam Collier, the Reds' first-round pick this year, his first professional home run. Taking a look at Major League Baseball tonight before we say goodbye. Braves on the verge of sweeping a doubleheader for the Marlins. Took game one 5-2. They lead game two 6-2 in the eighth. Blue Jays beat the Guardians 2-1 earlier today. Rays over the Orioles 8-2. Top of the seventh in D.C., Nationals and Padres tied at 3. The Dodgers all over the Royals 11-3. Top of the seventh in K.C., end of 7 in Houston. It is the Astros 8 and the A's nothing. Mets a 1-0 victory over the Phillies today. Jacob DeGrom and company blowing past the Phillies. Middle of the eighth in Chicago, White Sox a 5-4 lead on the Tigers. Top of the seventh in Texas, Rangers leading the Mariners 6-4. Going to the bottom of the seventh in Boston, Yankees and Red Sox tied at 2. Top nine in St. Louis, Cardinals and Brewers even at 1. Bottom five in Colorado, Rockies trailing the Diamondbacks 4-0. Zach Gallen against Jose Urania. Bottom two in San Francisco, Giants a 1-0 lead on the Pirates. Logan Webb against Tyler Beede, and the Angels trail the Twins 1-0. Bottom two at the Big A, Reed Detmers against Dylan Bundy. Our series will wrap up tomorrow. Final game of this six-game set. Homestand won't come to a close, but this series will. It will be the right-hander Julian Aguiar to take the mound for Daytona tomorrow, 7-7. A 3.51 earned run average. Lakeland will counter with the lefty Carlos Pena, 4-3. A 3.59 ERA will be a Sheldon's Family Fun Day here in Daytona Beach, in accompaniment with a Kids Run the Bases after the final out in partnership with our good friends at Neighbors Ice Cream Parlor. Gates open at 4:30. Our coverage begins at 5:20, leading up to the 5:35 first pitch again. We get underway at 5:35 tomorrow. Gates open at 4:30. Our coverage beginning 15 minutes prior at 5:20. That'll do it for us tonight as Daytona wins the suspended game from yesterday, 4-1. Lakeland takes the seven-inning nightcap, 5-3. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at the Jack, I'm Justin Rock saying so long as Daytona wins game one 4-1 and drops game two 5-3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening to close out the series, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.